For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
As a wise man once said, you are looking live at live sports action. Starting at noon and going all the way to midnight, Harry Mays, it's like the Thursday of the NCAA tournament when all of the strappers around the world congregate around their television sets, around their pools, their gambling sheets, and watch meaningless college basketball games from teams who have no shot of winning the national championship, Harry. But it's still for gambling.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all about gambling.
Back when we used to be able to congregate at places called bars.
Yes, I remember those.
Restaurants and bars.
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
They were the good old days.
I know.
Free Robin.
Jeez.
Jeez, you're right.
But, yeah, it's coming at you fast and furious. Now, starting off at noon today, we've already had one final in the books.
It is a final now. I haven't done this in the daytime.
I know.
And we'd like to thank the New York Rangers for participating in this year's Hockey in August campaign.
Stanley Cup qualifier.
The qualifier. And
yeah.
Again, I don't like to count people out prematurely, Harry.
Well.
But let's just say this. Is there any way the New York Rangers can come back from 2-0 down in a best of five? And that you think they can beat the Carolina Hurricanes 3 straight games, Harry?
Well, strange things can happen in hockey series.
Depending on the puck bounces, especially in August, Harry. You don't see the puck bounce much
in
August.
Well, yeah, I saw a couple pucks bouncing off of rumps over the weekend that ended up in the back of the net, Tone. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not in this type of scenario because, like, when you're changing venues and going back home to your building or something, you can catch fire maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, you get one game, then you get, you know, one game at a time, kind of all those cliches and everything. But I don't know about this neutral site stuff. There's, you know, it's no team has an advantage.
You're absolutely right. And then if the Rangers were going back to Madison Square Garden,
right,
you'd say, hey, they got a chance. They win one. They steal one at home. But you're right. And now they're probably going to have to pull their goaltender.
Oh, no.
Jeremy Roenick's going to join us. We'll talk more hockey in the upcoming segment.
They are up against it, Tone.
They really are, Harry. The first team with their backs against the wall so far in this hockey reboot, eh?
Organizations
are now concerned up there at MSG.
And they're going to have to go to the young Russian, I think, between the pipes. I was talking to some Ranger fans over the weekend. They love this kid.
Yep. And for the great Sir – well, we'll talk with Jeremy Roenick more about that. Meanwhile, the big story is not hockey. It's not the NBA. It's not the Pac-12. It's not Tom Brady's 43rd birthday, which is today, Harry, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
It is The Rock, The Rock had a major announcement today, Harry. Let's go to the tape. Do we have The Rock?
Yeah. The Rock has a big announcement.
The Rock has a big announcement, Harry. He announced it first. And the big announcement is, you know what it is? The Rock has bought the XFL, Harry.
Finally, The Rock has come back to the XFL?
XFL.
Oh, man.
I believe we have tape of The Rock talking about his newest venture. Not the, what is the show that he does with it? It's like
Ballers.
No, not that.
It's the Titan Challenge.
Not the Tennessee Titan Challenge.
Okay.
Not the Remember the Titans, not those Titans that we never forgot. He does Titan Challenge, which is one of those athlete ninja type shows, athletes that do the all the different disciplines, jump through fire.
It's pretty cool.
No, I love that stuff, man. Yeah. You got to have upper body strength to do that stuff, though. You got to start lifting again. Do you even lift, bro?
I can do about 4 push-ups. Over-under set at 3.5.
Meanwhile, Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, if you're just joining us for the first time, Miss Robbins got her plaid on today. Is this your bye week or something, Ron?
She almost looks like she's wearing one of those tartan jackets that you didn't like, Tony. Remember when they gave those away
at the golf tournaments? Yeah. I'm glad they stopped giving those away, Harry.
Right.
I think the Men's Warehouse is having a buy one, get 6 free sale now that the Men's Warehouse, unfortunately, has filed for bankruptcy.
I pointed this out this morning,
Robin.
The final straw. I agree with you.
Why this show is so well ahead of the curve. We knew 2 Fridays ago, Harry, when we went live to the rehearsal for Eitan Shander's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 weeks ago. And Eitan Shander told us that his talks that he had made, and he didn't want to mention the organization.
Yeah.
But the talks, he didn't have it made. You know, you go in and rent a tux. He didn't buy one. And I guess the alterations weren't right. His shirt was too tight.
Mm-hmm.
The cufflinks fell apart.
Yeah.
And now here we are, less than 2 weeks later. The Men's Warehouse. They said he was going to like the way he looked. And they couldn't guarantee it.
Correct.
And now they file for Chapter 11. And I'm not rooting against companies folding.
No.
A lot of people like the Men's Warehouse. You know what else went out of? They're not out of business, but Lord & Taylor.
I've gotten some nice stuff
and
there.
And Joseph A. Bank.
But who wears, like, if you're doing Zoom meetings now, who's going to wear a suit?
Well, some people still do, Robin. I don't, luckily. I just like to go nude, like a lot of people have been doing lately. Meanwhile, Jeremy Roenick, John McMullen, the big story in football, Harry, is Eagle coach Doug Peterson, who just 2 weeks ago was saying, hey, I like the whole situation with the bubble. I feel safe. And then he gets the Rona. How long before he's declared unfit to play and that they should shut down? Has any writer in the Philadelphia area have been paying attention, or anybody, national scribes who cover the National Football League, have they suggested that the Doug Peterson coronavirus positive test means that the Eagles should basically shut down the season and not bother competing, and that Carson Wentz should go back out to North Dakota and resume hunting in the middle of the summer? I think it's turkeys and quail right now.
Oh, is it season. Quail season?
I have to check. I haven't looked at my North and South Dakota hunting licenses lately.
I think those columns are currently being edited right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, John McMullen, he's not one of those guys. He's going to join us. He is one of our guys. He'll join us later on to talk about the latest in the NFL, including the story that broke in Denver this morning, which is the Denver Broncos, Harry. The 2 unhappiest guys in Denver today are Drew Locke and Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Remember, Melvin Gordon just signed, right? He just went there complaining in San Diego, Los Angeles / San Diego Chargers. So now he's going to be running behind a line that has lost their starting right tackle, Jawan James, not because he's injured. He only played 3 games last year. Remember, they signed Jawan James as a free agent last year for a 4-year, $51 million contract. And he only played 3 games because he had a knee injury. He got a $17 million signing bonus, and now he's announced that he does not want to play. He has opted out because of the coronavirus. And so 3 games, $17 million, Harry.
Hmm.
You know what I say to that?
That's good work if you can get it, Tom.
I'm going to give him a roaring round of applause.
Even Chase Daniel's in awe of that. Chase Daniel and Sam Bradford are bowing down to Jawan James at this very moment, Tony.
Wow. I'd have to work 40 years to try to make that. And then I'd be in my hundreds. I'd be older than Olivia de Havilland, who died at 104. Anyway, that's enough about that. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We will rip the Pac-12 today, Harry. It's not my style to rip these student athletes in college football. It's bad enough that the Pac-12.
Do they still play college football?
I don't even know. But even if they don't, they want to make threats. Everybody's got threats. We're not going to do it unless you do this.
Right.
Right?
Well, it's only like, what, 12 or 13 players, right?
Exactly.
Last I looked.
They want to shut it down, Harry. Yeah. They have the worst TV deal in all of major college football, the Pac-12.
Yes, they do.
Even the Pac-12 people will tell you this. This is my opinion. And they probably have the worst of the major leagues, of the five of the Power Five conferences. Would you say, Harry?
Yes, I would.
Are they the worst of the Power Five?
I think they're the weakest. I don't know about the worst,
yeah, not
but
the worst,
the weakest.
Weakest.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
And they have some good teams. I'm not saying the entire Pac-12 stinks. Just most of the Pac-12 stinks. And then you got the Washington and Washington State teams that Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles love drafting guys from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying they don't put out good pros in the Pac-12. It's just that every time the Eagles here in Philly draft somebody from the Pac-12,
it doesn't go very well.
Yeah, something goes terribly, terribly wrong. Even in basketball, for the 76ers, some Pac-12 players have not exactly panned out, Harry. And, you know, I lived out there for 11 years, so I'm not a Pac-12 hater.
Don't even get me started on the 76ers.
Well, no, we won't. You going to go all Joel Embiid on Shake Milton on me during the show, Harry? I've done it to Robin every once in a while.
Who the hell is Shake Milton to get in that guy's face? Seriously.
Hey, he was deemed the starting point guard, Harry.
I think that experiment's over. Ross Dean, are we shelving the Shake Milton point guard experiment?
I'm going to take this from our good buddy Eitan Shander. Joel Embiid has finally found a shake he does not like.
Shander said that today?
Shander did say
that. Oh, that's brilliant.
I would love to take credit for that, ladies and gentlemen, but I will not. I mean, here's the thing. You got me started. Tony Bruno cut me off. How are they arguing on the basketball floor? That's a Brett Brown problem.
Uh-oh.
You guys don't know what's going on. Your defensive assignments, your offensive assignments. Shake can't get Joel the ball. It's a joke.
But he had three fouls early, and then they sat him down, and that's when he went off on Joel Embiid. And then Joel Embiid apparently dropped a really nasty thing. He didn't do what Joe Kelly said in the Astros-Dodgers brawl last week.
Right.
They didn't make a T-shirt. Did they? Any of the process podcast guys in this town, all 60 podcasts that are up on the 76ers, have they made a shirt yet about Shake Milton?
I don't think so.
I think they'll be selling them at the Shake Shack if they ever reopen.
That's where Shake Milton's going to be working.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Steak and Shake if he gets traded to Indiana, who beat the 76ers the other day. How about that good steak? Shake Shack and Steak and Shake knowledge right there. You're not getting that in any other show.
No, you're not.
You have to have good middle-of-the-nation flyover country knowledge to drop that, Harry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Rothstein today has his camo Sixers jersey. The Sixers should be wearing camo after that performance.
Yeah, they should be in full disguise.
Yeah, they need to hide out down there.
They should be wearing one of those big mossy oak or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Those camo things they wear to hunt.
Yeah,
you know?
Crawling through the weeds.
With all the leaves all over. Yeah.
It's a good job right there. This is like a rural show. This show represents the inner cities all the way to the hunting grounds in
America.
Middle America. America, baby. Merck. I would play the national anthem, but I don't want everybody to stand up today.
Or kneel, or whatever you want to do.
Just have a seat, enjoy the show, and we're going to have a good time, I think. Meanwhile, Winnipeg's already up on Calgary, and a lot of pushing and shoving, and these two clubs don't like each other, Harry.
I'll tell you, that's one thing that has really stood out to me, besides really good hockey. There's been a lot of physicality within all of these series.
I understand Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney and Governor Murphy in New Jersey have now condemned the NHL for not practicing social distancing in their games.
They're too violent?
It's way too many guys close. They're not wearing masks. They're way in close contact.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys are actually like getting spittle on the other guy.
Right.
How has hockey not been shut down yet, Harry, is the question that I have.
Snot rockets?
Snot rockets. You know when they get in the penalty box, the snot rockets are flying.
Absolutely.
Jeremy Roenick will talk more. We got a lot of baseball, too. The Phillies will finally play baseball tonight.
Yes.
Unless that hurricane, that tropical storm Isaiah's, comes in sooner.
Did Jose name the hurricane?
Yeah, where do you get
it? Sounds like it's a plural. Like,
yeah,
Isaiah,
how do you get
what up, Isaiah?
I thought Isaiah was singular. There's an S at the end of it.
I know.
What up with that?
What up?
What up, Isaiah?
They definitely consulted Jose on
yes, they did. It's about time he got some power and got to name one of the earthquakes.
Speaking of people from the show, just a really quick update
Carolina
on
hurricane.
Intern.
No, they were great today. That's great hockey. Yeah.
Intern Conlon, a.k.a. Couch Guy. He had a really bad concussion. He will be back tomorrow, but we're letting him one more day of rest.
He hasn't cleared
back.
The concussion protocol.
We have a stringent protocol on this show for concussions and coronavirus.
Yes. Exactly. He's still in the blue tent.
Yes. He's in the blue tent, is right.
Yeah.
He's actually, it's a blue tarp I have in my backyard, in my massive backyard garden, Harry. We'll show you some live shots of that later on. Cal is here. He's back from Penn State, Harry. They tried to run him off the campus, but he came back here. He is in the wine cellar wearing a Grateful Dead t-shirt.
Yeah, I actually like that t-shirt.
How about that? Oops. Yeah. Jeremy Roenick's going to join us. Stick around. We got a lot of stuff coming up. It's only Monday already.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Does it feel like Monday?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronic store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft. And the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is August, Harry, and you know what we don't normally see in August?
Hockey.
Hockey or basketball. I mean, it's usually baseball. These are usually the dog days of summer, right?
Right.
This is when we start complaining about baseball teams in the real world, in the normal times. You know, hey, it's August. Some teams are starting to look like they're not going to make anything. Right. They're just going to play out the season. Some teams are buyers and sellers. The All-Star games would have been happening by now. But we've got hockey. We've got basketball. We've got baseball. We've had golf for a long time. Auto racing. Everything, Harry. And hockey action. And we go out to a man who got out of Arizona because it's too damn hot. He said, I need an ocean breeze. I need a sea breeze. I need a bay breeze. I need anything with ice in it and maybe an umbrella. Although he's not an umbrella in your drink kind of guy.
I don't think so.
He is the great Jeremy Roenick, JR out there in California, in Del Mar. And Harry wants to know, what track can you get him on? Because that is his first and only assignment here on this show.
Hey, listen, I'm literally a quarter of a mile from Torrey Pines. Mm-hmm. You get your ass out here. We'll go right up to Torrey Pines, and and we'll throw that white ball around as much as you want. You're
beautiful.
Always welcome. Tony,
awesome.
Good to see you, buddy.
You too, man. Now, Harry only uses those chrome balls now, the chrome ones. What are those called?
No, I use the TaylorMade ball now.
Oh, he got away from the Pro V. He got out bids.
No, Harry, you gotta buy my ball that I'm associated with.
What's
it's
that?
Clear. It's a clear ball. It's the one that Charles Schwartzel's using right now.
Oh, really?
And he's ever since he started using the ball, he went from like 165 in the world to top 50. So
wow,
it's the best ball.
The clear,
ever
not
made.
The cream, yes. Not to be completely right. Confused with the cream.
No,
back
no,
from the clear and the cream days at Balco. Yes.
Nope, clear.
Oh, Harry's
exactly.
Totally writing it down right now.
Oh yeah, I'm writing this down.
Listen, it's Harry. It was rated the best golf ball ever tested by Golf Lab ever.
Wow.
So I guarantee you'll love it.
Wow. How about this?
This is
inside
good.
Golf
this is good
knowledge
info,
here, Harry.
Yeah.
Because Harry does a golf podcast, but I thought Titleist were better than TaylorMade's, and now I'm not the Chrome Soft, Harry.
No.
Now who makes this clear? Is that the name of the company?
Yeah.
Clear. That's the name of the company, Clear Sports. Yep. So you can go to clearsports.com and you'll see the balls right there. They are we have balls that are like considered Titleist X's and then Titleist Pro V's. So there's a bunch that you can choose from. And they blow Titleist away. And they blow TaylorMade away.
Wow.
And Chrome isn't even in the same atmosphere as Clear. So then again, I'm a little biased, but it's still true.
Can you send me a gross? I don't want just a box.
Yeah, cleargolf.com. Right here it is.
Clear Golf or Clear Sports.
Yeah,
exactly.
Clear Golf.
So,
yeah.
Enjoy.
Beautiful, man. Now, we know hockey players are good golfers, most of them.
Pretty much.
And obviously, we have hockey. So while you're out there in Del Mar enjoying the beautiful weather, what about hockey? Have you been absorbed? Because I know you got a podcast. Is it started yet? Because that was a big story I saw last week that you're going to have your own podcast now. But who doesn't have their own podcast, JR? Come on, man.
Well, it's not really a podcast. So, podcasts are old school. Those are ancient. Mm-hmm. So what I'm starting with a couple friends of mine, Eric Burns from Major League Baseball.
I love it.
And a couple Silicon Valley guys. We're starting a streaming network called No Filter Broadcast. So it's kind of Twitch, podcast, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all matched into one, right? And we're gonna have the ability for fans to watch, to text comments, questions, but also there is going to be on their screen a knock button. So if a person wants to join my show and ask me a question or have a debate or have an argument or just have a conversation, he or she can press the button and I can accept them onto the show, and it's going to be very, very fan engaged. So that person will jump onto my show in front of thousands of people and see what kind of game he or she has. And it's going to be Yeah, it's
I've never heard
major...
of that. I mean, I know John Gruden was trying it when he was with the Raiders last year at training camp. Remember when he said, knock on wood if you're with me. So it's be like a knock on a door, and then somebody knocks on the door and you let him in?
Correct. It'll pop up on my screen, and if I decide I want to let him in, I can accept him, and he'll pop right onto the screen with me, and he'll become part of the show. And you know, just as well as I do, people want to – they want to be heard. They want their opinion out there. They want to be engaged. They want to be relevant. They have their opinions too, and they have a lot of questions. So if I can bring that fan onto my show and we can have that engagement, and I don't care if they come on, they swear at me and they tell me I'm terrible. They tell me this or that. They can do whatever they want because it's not FCC regulated. We can say whatever we want. It's called no filter broadcast. Swearing and everything that you want to do is totally on the up and up. And I'm sure it's going to be very engaging. And for me to be able to, you know, give out my personal feelings and my real feelings and not have to be muzzled all the time and worry about who, you know, who I'm working for. I'm working for myself and it's my opinions. And I want people to come on and tell me their opinions, whether it's good or bad or indifferent. But it's the fan engagement, I think, that's going to make this platform, No Filter Broadcast, different from any other podcast, streaming show or opinionated show that's going to be out there.
That's great because I can't curse anymore, you know, and that was one of my go-to things, except when we do our like post-game show. We do like a blue post-game show on Friday afternoons after we have a couple of vodka crayons. But that's good.
Tony, come on my show, and I'll let you – every other word could be a swear if you want. I don't care.
Yeah, I miss that. I miss that part of the industry where – no, you know, I mean, I've been in radio where you're not allowed to do anything. Before we went on the Sirius XM, and we could probably swear if we wanted to, and we don't. I mean, if somebody accidentally has a bad word, you know, then Joe C., the man at the wheels of steel, he'll write it down. Oh, Tony said the S word. You know, and then I get mad at him, and I have to break stick, you know, I have to bust the studio up, and it's an outrage is what it is.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you're watching a sporting event, a football game, basketball game, and you get pissed off at the television, are you saying, gosh darn.
No.
No, shoot. You're swearing at the television.
You're damn right. You're goddamn right I am, man.
And this is going to be real life. This is going to be like right in time, real life and real honest, because that's what people want. They want real honesty. They don't want any of this sugar-coated crap.
Jeremy Roenick, no sugar-coating crap on this show, Harry.
No. And I'd love to get your thoughts on the first couple of days of the hockey reboot here in Edmonton and Toronto. I've been thinking the action has been great.
It's been amazing. I think the hockey has been at a very high level, with the exception of a few teams who've looked absolutely terrible. New York Rangers being probably the worst team in all the playoffs right now. They are absolutely atrocious. You can have a Bantam team, a high school team can beat them right now. But I really think the National Hockey League has done the best job of all of sports in making sure that the players are safe, the quality of play is at a certain level, the quality of safety is at a certain level, not one player is tested positive for COVID. The players are being responsible and being respectful to all aspects of the things that are around them, whether it's the national anthem, whether it's respect to Black Lives Matter, respect to the bubble and staying safe and all the COVID restrictions. So, you know, my hat's off to the National Hockey League and the hockey, the way that it's been played. There's a hockey game all day, every day. I've been watching hockey for almost 24 hours, it seems straight now, and I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah, I mentioned that to Harry. You know, noon to midnight, we got games every single day. It's like the Thursday of the NCAA tournament. You know, they start playing at noon, except, you know, a lot of those games in the NCAA tournament, you know, the ones against the 16s, you know, most of those aren't entertaining. They're like 40-point blowouts. We've had some great games, and you mentioned the Rangers look like they're completely lost. And Harry and I were talking earlier about how the Rangers down 2-0, you know, they can't go back to Madison Square Garden and look for life. It looks like they're going to have to make a goalie switch. And it looks like this team, you know, I mentioned the great Heinrich, you know, the great King Henry or King Heinrich, whatever the hell they call him in New York. It looks like, you know, obviously the guy's had an unbelievable Hall of Fame career, but it may be near the end of the road for him, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it is. This is his last opportunity. There's no question about it. And you know what? It's not his fault. And I feel bad for Henrik. I thought it was a great play for the coach to put him in and give him the chance to play his way into the playoffs and have a chance to win a Stanley Cup. I mean, is that team a Stanley Cup contender? No. But I think you give Henrik, with his career, he's one of the best goaltenders to never win a Stanley Cup. Give him that opportunity to lose it or win it. And by the way, it was going to be a short leash. If he didn't play well, it would have been Gorgiev in there in the first 10 minutes. But Henrik actually played well. It was his team in front of him that absolutely sucked big time. And they let him down. They threw up pizza after pizza into the slot. It was quality chance after quality chance. It was bad pass after bad pass. It was awful hockey, and they hung Henrik Lundqvist out to dry, and he didn't deserve that.
They should term the entire Ranger team now will be deemed unfit to participate. You know, no more lower body and upper body.
Yeah.
It's unfit to participate. I think that will be the new slogan for the New York Rangers.
I think they have COVID of the brain.
Hey, what? Don't say that. Dr. Fauci is going to come out and say we're going to need some metal hats over our head.
Dr. Fauci's an idiot.
Wow. I didn't think you would go there, but I took my goggles off because I saw the numbers went down for the first time, and now I went out and bought Dr. Fauci authorized goggles.
But it's easy to be Dr. Fauci. He's like being a weather person in Arizona. It's going to be sunny. He's talked out of both sides of his mouth. He has said everything that you can possibly say about, oh, the masks are good. No, the masks are bad. Oh, the masks don't help. Oh, the masks help. Now let's wear goggles. Oh, you don't need goggles. You know,
I just bought goggles. I wore them Friday on the show. I listened to every word he says. Well, the guy's got me confused. Well, I didn't buy his baseball card, at least, though, JR.
Wow.
I didn't go that far.
But he'll make recommendations for people not to work. He'll make recommendations for people not to go to church. He'll make recommendations for people not to go back to school. But he won't make recommendations that we should limit the protesting. This guy is a joke.
There you have it. Dr. Fauci. No, I just made an obtuse comment about the great Dr. Anthony Fauci. I am the great Anthony Grouchy. That's who I call myself on the show. Jeremy Roenick joining us. So is the podcast up yet, or when does it start, or has it started? What's going on?
So we've already started doing demo shows, and I think it'll probably be ready for full access in early September. But, you know, we built a whole platform and a new app that you'll be able to have on your phone also. So it's pretty extensive, and we're right in the final stages of getting all the bugs out and be ready to go.
I love beta testing. Robin loves beta testing. I'm more of an alpha testing guy myself. I don't do the beta stuff very well. You know what I'm saying? Jeremy Roenick. Now, JR, the Flyers, you know, another team that you're familiar with. By the way, the Blackhawks, before we get to what the hell was that? How about that game?
I thought the Blackhawks impressed me more than any team in the first set of games. They were so on point. They moved the puck so well. Granted, Edmonton looked terrible, but still, I think it was more how great the Blackhawks played that made Edmonton look so bad. I was really impressed. And that Kubalik, 5 points. Taves came out hot. We'll see if they can keep it up, because Edmonton is definitely not going to play as bad as they did in game one.
Yeah, that was the first shocker, because no one expected that, obviously. Right. But then you got the Flyers with their young goalie.
And the great defense.
And the great defense. And there's a lot of guys that a lot of people don't know, and certainly we know the star players. Mm-hmm. But that team didn't look like they missed a beat from being shut down for 4 months and going back out there. And I got to tell you, the coach has got to get major, major props. He has this team ready, even through the extended no playing, not even skating, and then they finally skated a couple of weeks in Jersey, and then they went up to Canada, and they were ready to go from jump street, man.
Yeah, Alain Vigneault is an amazing coach, and I think he's put a good crew around him. Yo's been great. Michel Therrien's been great. You have three coaches, head coaches, that are now running the ship, and they're doing such a good job of motivating these players and making sure that they put in the system that works for their roster on their lineup. Having a goaltender that's playing the way that he is, I love this kid. It sends such a different mentality through the lineup. You see this team playing with so much more confidence because you can depend on the goaltender to make a big save for you. I've been so impressed. And you know what? They need to play well in this round robin. They need to get the best seed possible. You know, the Boston Bruins didn't look very interested yesterday. They're a team, they're the second best team in the National Hockey League. They know they can win whatever position they're in. I think for the Flyers, that confidence, having a good seed going into the round of 16, is going to do world for their confidence. And heck, they were one of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League going out of into the break, and I think they're playing just as well coming out of the break. So I like what I see from them.
And the Boston Bruins apologists are all hitting me up on my phone. Because Rask's not there. If Rask's there, it's a different game. Listen, obviously, Tuukka Rask is a great, great world-class goaltender. Was that the reason why the Flyers were able to dominate the Boston Bruins?
No, I think the Flyers have something to prove to themselves. And I think they're more motivated than the Boston Bruins. Granted, the Boston Bruins did not play a very good game. Marchand was pretty much invisible. Bergeron was pretty much invisible. Pastrnak had one goal. I mean, he looked okay. He didn't have a goal, but he looked okay. I just think this the Bruins, they played like they didn't want to get anybody hurt. They know that this is a round robin, the 16th start in two more games. They weren't as interested as the Flyers are. But listen, I like the Flyers are playing playoff hockey right from the start, and that's how I think you have to approach it. So, kudos for the coach to making sure that this team is ready. Elaine Vigneault has been so impressive to me.
Looking at the that Calgary Winnipeg series, what did you think of the Tkachuk hit on Scheifele?
It was an unfortunate accident. I mean, Scheifele went to the boards. He made a quick turn. When you make a quick turn like that, as a player chasing him, you try to make an adjustment. And it was just unfortunate that Matthew Tkachuk's skate caught the back of Scheifele. He didn't try to do that. There's no way, and I've been in that situation, there's no way you can put in your brain that I am going to lift up my skate and put my skate on this guy's Achilles and hurt him and knock him out of a game. That just doesn't happen. It was an unfortunate situation. And, when you get an Achilles cut like that, which is what I think happened to Scheifele, it's all accidental.
I'll tell you what, the one young guy that to me looks like one of the best, and he really is one of the best players in the league, is that Andrei Svechnikov for your Carolina Hurricanes. Man, that kid is incredible.
Three goals today.
First hat trick in that franchise's history, I believe, in the playoffs.
Well, you see that he scores those lacrosse goals from behind the net. I mean, he's done it twice last year. This kid is something special.
He's 20 big, years he's old, JR. He's 20 years old.
Big, strong. Yep. This kid's got everything, the world ahead of him right now, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. And that Carolina team is a tough team to play against because they all play the same way, and they have talent. They have their goaltending's playing well. Good defense. Rod Brindamore will have that team, poised and ready. They're a dangerous team.
How important is the seating in this, given the fact that they're playing in front of, in empty buildings?
I think it's very important. Matchups are very important, I think, especially, you don't want to play the Washington Capitals first round. You don't want to play the Tampa Bay Lightning the first round. Your seedings become very, very important. For some of these teams, the Colorado Avalanche, you don't want to be in a position to have to play Colorado in the first round because you're probably going to go out. So seedings are very important. So that's why you see some of these guys are playing at such a high level right off the bat.
Great JR. We're talking hockey, man.
It's a lot of physicality in these games.
Yeah, I mean, there's, I joked earlier. Yeah. I was saying, there's no social distancing out there, man.
No. Hey, listen, I am actually pretty shocked that it's been as physical, and we've had a few fights, and how you can tell these guys are on edge after not playing for the last 3 months. There's a lot of pent-up energy in these guys.
Jim, of course, JR. Now, who's cutting down the nets, even though they don't cut down the nets in hockey? They just cut the Achilles accidentally every once in a while. Who's going to win? I mean, obviously Tampa looks great. They're a great team.
They play Washington today.
Yeah, they're playing Washington. Obviously, I don't know about Pittsburgh anymore, though. I mean, they look like you can never count them out. And I'm not counting them out. But is the Pittsburgh Penguin franchise the same franchise? I mean, they're good. But are they a Stanley Cup contender anymore?
No, they're not a Stanley Cup contender. I think, I don't know how healthy Crosby is right now. Obviously, he missed a little bit of time during training camp. He left the game early during practice early a few times during training camp. And, when you get older, you're not the same player. I still think Sidney Crosby is one of the best players in the world. Malkin is slowing down, but he's still great. But when you show up against the Montreal Canadiens, you put forth an effort like Pittsburgh Penguins did in game one and drop that game. I still think Pittsburgh will win, but they're going to make it that much harder against a team who has nothing to lose in Montreal, but it's definitely not the same Pittsburgh team to me.
JR, talking golf balls. See, Harry, yeah, you learned clear. Something about golf today, man.
I love that.
Harry's a golf expert, but he did not know about the clear.
I did not know about
He knew
this.
About the cream because he uses it in his hair, but he didn't know about the clear. Not the clear that you could go through the airport security system. You know that clear, right, where you get the badge and you don't have to stand in line?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you got the fast pass.
I got that too, Tony.
That clear too?
I got that too, Tony.
I don't fly anymore, so I don't need anything. I'm not even clear for takeoff. You know what I'm saying? There was a throwdown on a Delta flight. Did you see that? They had to throw a couple of people off for not wearing a mask on a Delta flight. It's an outrage out there, man.
Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Wear your mask.
I always wear my mask.
Wear it.
No, I wear it. I'm not wearing it on the show. You're not wearing it in the house, are you?
No.
Do you wear it on the golf course? Do you wear it on the golf course? Do you wear it when you go up?
Nope.
To the great tracks out there.
I do not wear it.
My favorite is when you see people driving with their windows down and
alone
they have
alone in the car
with a mask on.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I look at them.
Robin, they have the windows up and they have it on.
I know.
Alone.
Yes, like, I mean up. That's what I meant. I mean, it's just crazy. Even if with another person in the car. I look at them and go, wow, okay, well, this is where we are.
It's such a donkey rule. A donkey rule.
I know what you want to say. See, he's warming up. He knows
getting ready for the
good thing about JR.
Yeah,
he's been around.
He's been around long enough, JR. You know what's crazy, though? Is the kids, Disney World is open. So if you're a kid, you can go to Disney World and ride all those dirty rides and run around with Mickey and Minnie and all those kids running around with hundreds of people, thousands of people in Disney World. But you can't go to school and learn in the classroom?
It's
what
insane.
A joke.
You know what it is?
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage. By the way, I can see you're getting ready. You know where the line is right now, but you know that the line can move up a couple of RCHs when the new show starts.
No filter broadcast.
It's like the cigarettes.
I think I'm doing a really good job. I think I'm doing a really good job of keeping out the expletives.
You really are, because Joe C. would already have a little notepad. Or JR, when he was on, he cursed. He said the S word. He said
at
the F
3:36.
Word. 3:36 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep.
He used a bad word. Now, are you going to just – you're not just going to curse for cursing sake, right? Because that's one thing about me. I never use profanities when they're not necessary.
No.
It just exposes
the actual energy that I have within me. I'm not going to use it for, you know, just for sound. I'm going to use it when I need to.
Exactly.
Not all the time.
There's a lot of people, like comedians. A lot of comedians curse for the sake of cursing.
It's like a period. It's just.
I mean, I curse a lot. Don't get me wrong. I use a lot of bad words. But they're not gratuitous. They're organic. You know what I mean?
By the way, I have.
Listen, instead of putting the explanation point, I'm just going to throw a swear in there. That's
perfect.
Not very often.
Speaking
not
of perfect,
often, but...
AJ Marcus on the Twitch stream has the perfect analogy of being in the car with a mask on. He says it's like laying in bed naked by yourself with a condom on. That is awesome.
That's pretty good.
That is the best description I have ever seen. That's a great analogy.
Wait, before we go, I got breaking news. Dr. Fauci has been monitoring this show today, and he just said, Fauci says to JR, do not curse with a mask on. That will spread the virus inside your mask, and then it may leak outside your mask, and you may infect the entire Southern California region, and then Governor Newsom will have to raid your place.
I'm sorry, but I might get in trouble for this, but ask him if I put a foot up his ass, if that'll spread the COVID.
That's a good question. So, he'll have to have those footballers, those things that they wear in the hospital, you know, the things you put over your shoes when you walk
booties.
In.
The little booties.
Or the ones when you go into one of those sterile environments and they make you put them on when you put the full suit on. That's what's next, man.
I just
hope everybody is being safe out there, taking care of themselves, playing by the rules, and hopefully this all ends sooner than later, and we can get back to a little bit of normalcy, a little bit of common sense, and enjoy our lives again. Because what's happening right now is crazy. Let's enjoy some hockey. Let's enjoy some sports, golf, some baseball. I won't watch basketball, but anything else.
The great Jeremy Roenick, everybody. He puts one in the back of the net as we continue. JR, always good to catch up, man. Thanks for coming on today, brother.
You guys are great. You guys are great. Thanks, guys. See you, Harry. Tony.
See,
bye,
see you later.
There he is, Jeremy Roenick.
That sounds like a good broadcast thing coming up.
Yeah, you got it's a good mix. Yeah. It's in the mix, Harry. It's all about it's being in the mix. There's not a problem that I can't fix because JR's got it in the mix. In the mix. 215-462-TONY is the phone number if you want to call on in here. You welcome anytime, you know. 215-462-8669. And then the strapper line. I haven't checked it over the weekend. Like the crab pot, you put them in, you put the bait in, and then you come back a couple of days later and you hope there's a good haul of crab in there. Mm-hmm. Are there a good haul of strappers there? We will find out when we come back. Stick around. It's a Monday. We've got all kinds of NBA and hockey action going on. This is awesome, man. Stick around.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter, zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
You may have heard the doorbell during the break, and that was a delivery. And, of course, Ryan Rothstein, the producer, comes down and hands it to Robin right away without even looking.
Yeah, because it's
you know it's a federal offense to have somebody open your mail illegally? If Robin had opened this Amazon envelope, you could have been arrested.
I'll hand everything to you from now on. I'm sure that's exactly what you want.
Should I open it right now? I hate holding packages.
Yeah, because that's what he needs is another thing to distract
what's in
him
the box?
And
what's
in his hands during the
what's
show.
What's in the bag? Well,
usually if I go to hand him something, like, whoa, what the bleep are you doing,
I'm doing
man?
A show here.
I'm doing a show.
I can open an envelope.
While he's doing that, we can rip Ryan Rothstein.
Oh, let's go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's not hold off on that.
Yes.
I saw that you had this great, like, outdoor beach fire pit party.
I did.
Oh, really?
The invite? We did not hear about this.
That sounds like a Rona spreading.
Yeah, did you see the governor?
No, there weren't a lot of people.
Wait a minute. Governor Murphy this morning just called all you people names.
What do you mean, you people?
You people. You live in Jersey, don't you?
Yeah, but he's...
He absolutely ripped all of you suckers a new one.
For what?
For going out and having parties. Don't you understand? You're not allowed to go out right now. He said he's going to keep the state shut down if the coronavirus cases don't go down. Not just for one, not for two,
seven,
not for three.
Three, right?
Seven consecutive days at least before he will allow people to go back into bars. And it's people like you.
Like me.
And all those people in Margate.
I don't go to
the
bars.
People in Margate that I've had to write nasty letters to over the weekend.
Well, I wouldn't have
screwing
been,
everything hey. Up
I would
for
not
the rest
have
of
been,
us.
I would not have wanted to have been invited to some big, huge beach party. This would look like a nice little intimate affair.
It was.
People, like,
did
maybe
you have bongos
six,
out there?
People.
Listen, you can come down every weekend. Stay as long as you like. I don't think you would want to be involved.
I don't have a Margate beach pass.
Was this a sausage party?
Listen, I got...
Is this a sausage fest?
Come on,
sausage
man. Fest? I don't attend sausage fest, all right? Yeah. I'm not couch guy or what's his name in Cincinnati. AJ in Cincinnati. Come on, man.
Let's go to AJ. You ripping AJ in Cincinnati?
I don't know.
AJ, how about...
See what he says.
Congratulations on your Cincinnati Reds. They got a couple of wins going.
Yeah.
It looks like they're back into it. They were left for dead a week ago by guys like Harry Mays.
Although I think Votto has the virus, right?
Does he have the virus?
They're not disclosing it, but it sure likes he does. But, yeah, it was a good doubleheader sweep. But what was better last night, my Columbus Blue Jackets frustrating the first line of the Maple Leafs. Seth Jones, Zach Werenski, and of course, Kolasala, the goalie, made 28 big saves. And then 1 minute into the third period, who can get a goal? Cam Atkinson can.
Damn right, the Candyman can.
Yeah.
Yes, our buddy Joe Quills on the Twitch stream. The Cincinnati Reds only win seven inning games.
Yeah.
So.
who'd they beat? It was a Detroit. Who'd they beat?
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah,
Detroit was 5-3 going into that doubleheader. You know, they were one of the surprises team early, but they're going to come back down to earth where they should belong. But
and by the way, the Joey Votto, according to people, has tested negative. But I have breaking news on those Detroit Tigers. The St. Louis Cardinals, who were the latest team that had the Rona, right? They didn't have they had a couple of extra tests this weekend. But they're still going to play a four-game series, but it was supposed to be a home-and-home, but they're going to play all four games in Detroit. They have an off day today, and they will have a doubleheader on Wednesday. So the Cardinals have been cleared to play again starting on Tuesday, and all four games of that home-and-home will be in New York. Like, the Phillies are playing in New York, but that's going to be a home-and-home. They're playing the first two in New York. Right,
well,
starting tonight.
I doubt they play tomorrow because it's going to rain.
Well, that's why I'm surprised they didn't make it a doubleheader today because Isaiah's moving in.
Isaiah is
moving in. And if it rains tomorrow, then they get rained out and they have another doubleheader added to the schedule. Why didn't they add it? Why didn't they play a doubleheader today?
Seems dumb.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And don't forget that Detroit St. Louis game tomorrow, the doubleheader. Detroit will be the home team first, and then St. Louis will be the home team in the second game because St. Louis will have the back end of those Detroit playing games as the home team. Second game Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I thought the doubleheader was Wednesday because they're not playing two doubleheaders in Detroit.
No, I was they're playing the doubleheader Wednesday, but I'm just distinguishing the home team. The first Detroit's the home team. The second game's St. Louis as the designated home team in Detroit.
Yeah, you're right. And that's you know, interesting. But for the Yankees, how about the Yankees game tonight? Do you realize this will be Gerrit Cole's first game at Yankee Stadium that he's pitching? He's already 2-0, and he's going against Jake Arrieta, Harry.
Oh, boy.
And the Phillies, who are well-rested. As a matter of fact, Jake Arrieta is going on 357 days rest, so he should be ready to go tonight against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium.
Is there such a thing as too much rest, Tony?
For me, I need to get the hell out, Harry. Yeah. We haven't gone out anywhere. We went out and saw Robbins and the Sun's dog yesterday for 10 minutes, for God's sake, AJ. It's an outrage, man.
AJ bounced on you.
Bounce with me. Bounce. Yeah, where did they get Isaiah's from?
I don't know.
Get me Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel.
I don't know.
I want to know who the hell named these tropical storms and / hurricanes. Because they have the list at the beginning of the year, Harry.
Yeah.
And we criticize pretty much every list that's ever released in sports. How come nobody looked at this this list of alphabetical names of hurricanes? Because it used to be named after women.
Right.
And then they made it because it was sexist. Mm. They alternate men and women names. But they put the names out before the year, so we already know who's next in line.
Don't they have any non-binary hurricanes?
They should.
You mean like Pat?
Pat's non-binary.
Yeah. I just think they're running out of names, so they're adding S's to it.
What about the male hurricanes that have cervixes? I saw that on CNN the other day. They wrote that something about, you know, if you're worrying about cancer, everybody with a cervix should worry about it. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Everybody with a cervix, would that be women only?
Yeah. I guess you can't say that.
Well, do men have cervixes?
Last time I checked, but, you know, who knows anymore?
T-Bros Pretzel. Gabe would pull Arrieta in the fourth on 356 days rest. He may not last in the fourth with the way the Yankees are swinging the bats. I mean, is there anybody hotter on the planet than Aaron Judge right now, Harry?
No, he's probably the hottest player. But as far as teams, the Minnesota Twins, have you seen the start they went out?
Oh, yeah, they're phenomenal.
Their run differential is plus 22.
I know.
And they're 7-2. Yankees 7-1 with a plus 14.
And then what all the Judge has done, he's only the second New York Yankee player to have his first home runs. He has five home runs in his first eight games.
Mm-hmm.
Five home runs in his first eight games. And he's also has six home runs and 14 ribbies so far in the first eight games for the New York Yankees. Six consecutive games with home runs. And now there's odds on that on DraftKings.
Right.
So seven consecutive games with a home run, plus 900.
Plus 900. And did you take that already?
I did take it. Put $10 on it.
Nice.
I mean, that's again.
Why not?
Arrieta and the Phillies bullpen?
You don't think Aaron Judge is going to hit a home run tonight against the Phillies pitching staff?
Listen, in honor of Couch Guy, I'm channeling my inner bandwagon, baby. Let's go Yanks. Let's go Aaron Judge.
God.
First player in MLB history with five go-ahead home runs in eight games.
It's unbelievable. No, the guy's incredible. Imagine if this guy was healthy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the Yankees and Phillies tonight. By the way, the Marlins today also tested all negative for the first time.
When are they going to play again?
I think they're playing. I have the schedule here somewhere. I got so many damn schedules up, Harry. I'll give you that. They're going to be allowed to play again. I mentioned the Phillies are back in action for the first time in over a week. And then you have, by the way, the Mets have all tested negative. Not for COVID, for presence of clutch hitting in the lineup. So they gave those test results out today, Harry. Mets are all positive or negative for clutch hitting. And Yunis Cespedes, who was just all excited about being back for baseball, opted out yesterday, Harry. He's out.
Yeah, looks like Marlins at Orioles tomorrow night.
Beautiful.
7:35.
Plenty of seats will be available. Plenty of cardboard cutouts will be available for that game at the old ball yard. Stick around. Much more still ahead. John McMullen later, too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.